there, Roz. You're just in time for the grand opening of the Museum of Mindy's Useless Inventions. Right this way, right this way.
Okay.
Walk, 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 walk. Hello, everyone. My name is Mindy, and I will be your tour guide for today. So if anyone has any questions...
Mindy, I'm the only one here.
Now, let's begin. Over here to our right, we have the original prototype for my toenail clipper shoes. These bad boys will clip even the toughest toenails as you put them on your feet. Would anybody like to try?
I'll take a pass.
Okay, moving on.
Mindy, is that... maple syrup dripping from a hanger?
You guessed it. This invention is where I patented a formula for maple syrup hangers. The syrup is so sticky that it keeps your clothes from slipping off the hangers.
Okay, Mindy. I mean, don't get me wrong. These are some very interesting inventions, but we have a game show to do.
Oh, you're right. Places, everyone. Places.
Get ready to open the curtain in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after Ice Cream Flavor or Internet Meme, it's
Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats
and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another innovative round of Two Whats!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific facts about weather and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, all snowflakes have 8 sides?
Or was it B, it takes roughly 2 minutes for a raindrop to hit the ground after forming?
Or was it C, most tornadoes in the Northern Hemisphere spin clockwise?
And to answer yesterday's question, please welcome by phone Brady from Illinois.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Brady. I am from Champaign, Illinois. And my well is that it takes 2 minutes for a raindrop to hit the ground after forming. Can Reggie come over to our house?
Winner, winner, cloud juice for dinner.
Brady, that is correct. And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guess the answer is B, that it takes roughly 2 minutes for a raindrop to hit the ground after forming, you found the winning wow.
While smaller raindrops take a little longer to hit the ground, and bigger raindrops take less time to hit the ground, the average-sized raindrop takes about 2 minutes to make its way from a rain cloud 2,500 feet or 760 meters to fall all the way down to us.
Now, if you picked A or C, don't worry, you were still close.
It turns out snowflakes actually have 6 sides.
And tornadoes in the Northern Hemisphere almost always spin counterclockwise, while tornadoes in the Southern Hemisphere usually spin clockwise. It's because of a natural force called the Coriolis effect.
Guy Raz, it's time to tell our winning wowzers what they won.
Mindy, all of our winning wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible liquid snowman.
Introduce your invisible liquid snowman to Slice Bread, Cheese Spray, or even set him up an email account.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going
to
take a quick break so I can show Guy Raz some of my other useless inventions. But when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Chipotle, whose new queso blanco is made with milk sourced from Wisconsin farmers like Brianna Handel. Running a small farm isn't easy, and Brianna has seen many people leave the industry because of financial challenges.
I know so many older generation farms that are still so far in debt, and then they're just passing it on to the next generation and hoping they're going to get out. Well, they probably have to get into debt themselves to get started, and I don't want that for my kids.
To learn more about how Chipotle wants to help bridge the economic challenges farmers face, go to chipotle.com/farmers.
That's it. Back to the show.
Welcome back to another round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is inventions. Mindy, will you please refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Contestants, we are going to present you with three weird, interesting, or unusual facts about inventions. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just totally made up. What?
Contestants, are you ready? Which of the following facts about inventions is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, scientists have invented a clock that is powered by dead grasshoppers?
Or is it B, cotton candy was invented by a dentist?
Or is it C, duct tape was invented to close wounds like a high-powered Band-Aid?
One more time. Is it A, scientists have invented a clock that is powered by dead grasshoppers?
Or is it B, cotton candy was invented by a dentist?
Or is it C, duct tape was created to close wounds like a high-powered Band-Aid?
When you think you have the right answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and call a grandma to let her know.
And check back after the weekend to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Inventoritos.
We challenge you to come up with an invention that could help make daily life function just a little easier. Maybe you can invent an easier way to put on socks or feed your pet.
You can draw your invention on a sheet of paper or build it using objects from around your house.
Put your creative problem-solving and engineering skills to work as you invent something you've never seen before.
And once you finish, snap a picture. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll pick a few and share them on our Instagram feed.
Be sure to check back next week for the answer to today's game, when we'll play another round of Two What's and a Wow!
Okay, Guy Raz, now's the time to show you my invention of the trash bag personal pool. You ready?
Oh, boy. Two What's and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.